listen, we're not defeated this morning. I'm not defeated. I've got some prayers that I've not saw answered yet, but that don't mean I'm defeated. It just means it's not happened yet. I've got struggles and trials, but they'll soon be over. I'll soon be over with trouble and trials. So I got victory. I refuse to be cowed down with bad health and bad days and dark nights. I refuse to be cowed down by that. I'm not going to do it. I've got victory this morning. Huh? I'm born again. I'm a pilgrim passing through. I ain't here for long. Here in the last couple of days, we've had several funerals here in the last couple of days. And I told Rick, I said, man, I don't know. It's hard for me to be sad. I'm itching to go. I mean, I've been in enough cemeteries here lately. I'll just go ahead and dig my own hole. They won't have to worry about it. I'll go by and I'll jump in. And I'm ready to get out of here. I'm not defeated. I understand that today. And the fight's been hot. The fight has been hot, I tell you. Warfare has been hot. And just be it may, it's okay. Psalms 130. Or I'm sorry, 124. Oh, okay. All right. Yes, boss. My brutal helpers. Turn to Psalms 124. We're going to preach Psalms 124 this morning. And I want you to listen carefully. We'll come back tonight. We'll encourage you again tonight. If you don't get no help today, it's your own fault. That's all I'm telling you. Everybody listening to me, I'm not being sarcastic or smart, but if you don't get no help, because you don't want it. All right? Can I tell you that sometimes we're like it, we don't want help. I read over about Jacob, and the Bible says that Jacob refused to be comforted. He refused it. Didn't want no help. Didn't want no help. Man, don't bow up in the back and not get no help this morning. All right? I believe the Lord will help us if we'll just let Him. All right? Let's pray together. Father, we need You this morning, and I come to You as humble as I know how, knowing that I can't do nothing. I'm helpless. Lord, I'm filthy. I'm a wretch. I ask You to cleanse me. And, oh, God, I ask You that You might empower me this morning just to give as You've given me. Lord, Your Word, let it speak to our heart. Then, Lord, let us listen to You as Thy Holy Spirit draws and moves on us, speaks to us. God, I pray that we may go from here knowing that it all is well because of You. Lord, we need You this morning. We thank You for what You've done, for what You're doing, and Lord, I thank You for what You're going to do. In Jesus' name I pray, and amen. When we look at Psalms 124, I'm serious about encouraging you. I know we preach hard at times, and it's not necessarily maybe that I preach hard, it's just kind of hits you in the face, it's kind of blunt. And the Word of God is not there to hurt us, the Word of God is to help us. And it'll guide us, it'll lead us, and it'll strengthen us. It saves us. It shows us how we're kept by the power of God. And the Word of God is important. And when we look at this, we know there's tough times. We've been through tough times. We've been through tough times for several years. A lot of sickness, a lot of things we've prayed over. Some things we saw come through the way we asked, and some things didn't. But that's the way the Lord wants it. I'm going to pray in the Lord's will. And that's what I want, what He wants, all right? But there's dark times. I listened as R.C. was praying for our children. These dark times coming. Our country's in a mess. Everybody knows that. I mean, we're in a mess. I mean, just about the biggest mess you can get in. And it's because we've turned our back on the Lord. But it ain't just America. The world has turned their back on the Lord. And God is not going to sit back and let that go. He is coming. Now, the good thing is, if you're saved, He's going to slip in and slip you out of the way. come in and just like a thief would come in and slip the jewels out, he's going to get his jewels and go. And then it's going to be rough on those that's left. I'm not going to be here. It's going to be tough. But I tell you, we got tough times coming. We've got some judgments that we're going to have to face. I believe even we're facing them right now because of our sin. And I don't believe you can sin and get by with God. I don't believe it. But we need to be ready for what comes. Now, to be ready for what comes, I'm going to encourage you again, you got to have your Bible. You better get your Bible open. You better be reading your Bible. You better let the Bible help you. Now, the Lord will speak to us. He does. He speaks to us through His Word. He does. His Holy Spirit will direct us in where to go, how to read, how to understand it. That's part of the work of the Holy Spirit, to help us understand what this Bible says. And the Holy Spirit ain't going to tell me one thing and you another. All right? He'll tell us equally and we can grow up together. And but we need what the Bible says. Now, so to the Bible we go. All right? So I'm going to read the Psalm and then we'll preach just a little bit. We got some things maybe that'll help us this morning. Psalms 124. And it says here, it's the Song of Degrees of David. All right, and then we'll explain some things here in just a moment. Let's read the scripture here. It says, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, how may Israel say? If it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul was escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Now, that's a wonderful psalm. I mean, that is a wonderful psalm. When you read that, that song of degrees, that psalm of degrees is it's a worship psalm. It was one of them songs or one of them psalms that there were songs and they would sing them as they was going to the temple. Yeah. And they would praise the Lord and they was thanking the Lord and they was realizing the greatness of God. That's what them song of degrees was as they would go. Now think about this. And David here, it says it's the song of degrees of David, and it's not just for him, but it's for all of Israel. So that tells us something. I want you to pay close attention now this morning. How you read your Bible and pay attention to how I got an every word Bible and every word means something. And I need to take it like that. But when I read that and David wrote since we always see a lot about him fighting, having trouble with Saul and Jonathan and all the issues there. That's not what this is. Saul and Jonathan, apparently, this is after they've done been killed. And this is when the Philistines was after David. And because it was all of Israel. And they was attacking all. It wasn't just David's personal battle. It was everybody's battle. Can I tell you, even though we got some personal battles here this morning, it's all of our battle. We're in this thing together. And when one hurts, everybody hurts. And when one's fighting, everybody's fighting. And can I tell you, that's what it ought to be. And we need to hang in here one with another, not just take the help when I've got it, then forget you when you're going through it. We need this all the time. We need to be one with another. When things are going good, be in there. When things are going tough, stay in there. Huh? When things are discouraging, hang in there. When things are going about, hang in there. That's what you got to do, because it ain't always going to be bad. It ain't always going to be bad. One of them kids, give me one of them things, I don't know what you call them. When I put it in my mouth, it turned my mouth inside out. Warhead or something. Sour patch or something, I don't know what it was. But I eat it and I thought it was I eat hard candy, I like hard candy. I put that in my mouth. I did, I think my mouth turned inside out. It was awful. It was awful. But you know, after I sucked on a little bit, it got sweet. See, it ain't always sour. Things ain't always sour. Things ain't always bad like we think it is. And you just keep on sucking on it and it'll turn sweet, is what I want you to understand. It ain't always going to be bad. It ain't always going to be bad. Now, when David here was writing this and seeing how bad things was, and the Philistines were a wicked bunch, and I don't know about y'all, but the world is a wicked bunch. And the world is not our friend. And we're not going to get no help from the world. And they're slick. And the world will talk you up. And you'll think, wow, that's wonderful. And then after they pull the knife out of your back and the blood's dripping on your shoes, you say, huh, why'd that happen? That's what the world does, all right? But the Lord don't do you like that. The Lord never does you wrong. You hear me this morning. I don't care what's happened. I don't care what you're in. That matter. The Lord has never done you wrong. You may not like what He done, but He didn't do wrong. And I believe that you'd be better off, and I'd be better off, if we listen to Him and not go on what we think anyhow. But when I look here at the first verse, that's where we're going to get our title this morning. It says, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, I want a title if I can this morning to help you, when the Lord is on our side. When the Lord is on our side. Now, I don't know about you, but it kind of comforts me knowing that the Lord is on my side. Huh? Well, what's even better is that I'm on His side. That's what needs to be seen. Let's look at a couple of things here. When I read this psalm, the first thing I see when I read this psalm and start down through there, that whoever is on the Lord's side is going to have victory. Can you agree to that? We read the psalm. You got there in front of you. Whoever's on the Lord's side has got victory. Are you on the Lord's side this morning? Now talk to me. Are you on the Lord's side this morning? Then if you are, then you have victory. That's how come I asked for victory in G. I told Clark, I said, sing. I want everything upbeat. Don't sing nothing slow. Don't sing nothing on the sad side or anything like that. I want everything upbeat, moving out. And I want the song before I preach victory in Jesus this morning. Because if we're on the Lord's side, then it's going to be all right. Now, the problem is everybody don't believe that. But it's still true. But you're going to have to be on the Lord's side. Right? There's victory on one. That's what I read through there. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, there's some things that was bad that could have happened. Right? That's what it says there. Whatever comes against us. All right? Whatever comes against me. All right? He's on my side. I'm on His side. Now, I'm going to get through family problems. And I'm going to get through work problems. And I'm going to get through school problems. And I'm going to get through church problems. And I'm going to get through pet problems. And I'm going to get, garden. It don't matter. It don't matter. We're going to get through it because of whose side we're on. See, we sing the song, the young people do, I'm on the winning side. The choir's singing every now and then, I'm on the winning side. Well, that's the Lord's side. That's the Lord's side. Now, there's something else I see here in this psalm before we get right down to every verse here. This psalm will tell me that God takes sides. See, God does take sides. Can you see that in that scripture? Because it says there's two sides, ain't there? If the Lord had not been on, was on our side, that means He could have been on another side. That means He takes sides. Right? Don't forget that He takes sides. And it matters what side you're on. It matters. The Bible says, let a man examine himself and see whether or not he be in the faith. It's not for me to examine you. Huh? I can give you symptoms. I can give you things that maybe you ought to look for when you examine yourself. But if I examine you, it's just like going to a doctor. You know, I'm just exactly like the doctors are today. You come in, I say, what's wrong with you? I can't tell you nothing. You understand that? Did y'all catch that? Say, I'm the preacher. I can't tell you nothing. You're going to have to examine yourself. That's what the doctor asked you to do. Come in. Where are you hurting? What's wrong with you? And after you self-diagnose yourself, he said, here, I'll give you some pills. You take them in faith, you'll be okay. That's not true.
Yeah.
And we go away happy. We come to the church house. The preacher tells us some things we ought to examine and ought to look at, and we get mad because we don't want to look that. Huh? And I give you free. I don't even charge you. Huh? Don't bill your insurance. Right? But we need to examine ourselves. Let me ask you, are you in the faith this morning? That'll determine what side you're on. I mean, are you truly saved? Truly saved. Forget all this hogwash and foolishness of religion. And I done this when I was five. And now, are you born again? Has God made a change in your life? Do you desire the things of God? Do you desire the Word of God? And talking to God and the people of God? Do you desire God? If you don't desire God, there's one of two things wrong. You're either lost or you're so far away that the world has engulfed your mind and your heart. And that's it. So you examine yourself and see whether or not you're in the faith or not. Because one of them two, well, so it don't matter what so-and-so's done. It don't matter what so-and-so said. It don't matter where you've been. It don't matter what you've done. It don't matter who's president, who was, who will be. That ain't got nothing to do with it. It's your personal heart and whether or not you're right with God. And if you don't desire the things of God, there's something wrong. Just simple. That didn't say you had to be perfect. Ain't got nothing to do with it. But saved people desire the things of God. You know how I know? Because the Holy Spirit comes inside, and that's part of the work of the Holy Spirit of God on the inside of you. Because He regenerates you and borns you again. And I don't care whether you're 5 or 500 years old. It's the same for everybody. Red, yellow, black or white, poor, rich, fat, skinny, smart, dumb, it don't matter. Huh? Don't matter what color, what county, it don't matter where, anything about you. It's the same for everybody. He gives you a desire for Him when He comes in. Can we get cold? Sure. Can we stray away? Well, we've all done it. Huh? We've all done it. We've all strayed. We've all got cold. Huh? We've got cold carrying our Bible. I've got cold carrying my Bible, standing in a pulpit, trying to tell others to get on fire, and they'd be dead as a hammer. Huh? It happens. But there's a desire inside. And there are, if there's not a desire, you better find out this morning and see whose side you're on. Because this scripture tells me that God takes sides. Now we read all through the Bible when He took sides. He was on Israel's side. He was on Israel's side. He's always on Israel's side. Huh? Always. Now I'm not a Jew. And when I got saved, I didn't become a Jew. Huh? And when a Jew gets saved today, they're not a Jew anymore. They're a Christian. Huh? I'm following Christ. I have nothing in the law. The law don't save me. The law don't keep me. Huh? The only thing the law does is tell me how wretched I am. That's all it shows me. But I got the blood of Christ that saves me this morning. But God's side, he's always on Israel's side. So that's always a good side to be on. Can you agree to that? Now, listen, we're not preaching politics because I think they're all crooked. I think everybody in the White House needs saved, myself. At least all the senators and congressmen, president and vice and all them people. But that's just my opinion. I got mine, you'd have yours, that's mine. All right? And then you can't live that ungodly and let me right with God. I don't believe you can. But anyway, that's another message somewhere down the line, maybe 4th of July or something. But we look here that the Lord takes sides. I see when He comes again that He's going to take sides. It's just going to be His side. It's just going to be on His side. I kind of, I don't know, I had no problem getting in with the Lord in many ways. I mean, I'm glad He saved me, and that's how I got in. But I like it because He just says it, and that's the way it is. I like it cut and dry. I like it just, here it is. This is right, this is wrong. Okay, all right. I mean, to me, it's just so simple. I'm not real smart, so that makes it simple. If this is right, go down this road, okay? Don't get off that road, okay? Now, if you get off that road, it's trouble. Okay, well, then I already know that. So if I stay on that road, that's simple. That's simple, right? That's really the way it is with the Lord. He said, He saved you, now get on this road, and just stay on it. Just stay on it. It's simple. Just don't get off of it. And if you stay on it, now that might get rough in places, but just stay on the road. Just stay on the road. But He takes sides. Everybody understand. Now, whose side do you want to start with? Yeah. Examine yourself. Are you saved? Yes or no? Yeah. Huh? Are you? I mean, truly. Yeah. I mean, you've repented, turned, placed your faith wholly in Jesus Christ, relying on His blood to cleanse you from your sin and take you to be with Him. Yeah. Are you sure? Yeah. Well, then, if you're sure, that's wonderful. So, the Psalms tells me that whoever's on His side will have victory. The Psalms tells me then that God does take sides. And then this Psalm asked me, I've just asked you, this Psalm asked me, whose side am I on? Now, I don't come right out and say that, but the way it's laid out there, you got to make a decision. Okay? Everybody still with me? Now, let's look at it verse by verse, can we? Is everybody all right? Now, trying to encourage you. Everybody encouraged this morning? You ought to be encouraged. Let's look at verse 1 and 2 this morning. Now, verse 1 and 2 starts out, you got a kind of a, I don't know, it's kind of negative talking in a sense, but I want you to listen to the reading, how it's read. It says, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, how may Israel say? If it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us. So the first thing I see here is what if? It said, what if the Lord hadn't been on our side? What if the Lord wasn't on your side? Now, what are you going through? Where have you been? What if the Lord wasn't on your side? Where would you be? That's what David's asking here. He wanted the children of Israel to get it in their mind when they're walking up to the temple to worship and to praise. Said, if the Lord had not been on your side, where would you be? Where would you be this morning? How big a hole would you be down in if it had not been for the Lord? How dark would your day be had it not been for the Lord who was on your side? How far away would you be this morning if it had not been the Lord who was on your side? That's why he said, Israel, hear me. If it had not been the Lord who was on your side. Oh, I'll go back and looking through the trials of life and the troubles of life. And I see where He's rescued me, where He's reached down time after time after time and picked me up. And if it had not been the Lord, what would I have done? If it had not been the Lord who was on my side when I needed a Savior, that's where it started. Oh, I'd be lost without God and without hope. But oh, I'm glad I got on the right side this morning. Oh, but since then, things have been tough physically. Things have been tough mentally, battle after battle. Had it not been the Lord who was on our side, how are you this morning? I'm glad for whose side I'm on this morning. But that's what it says. Where would you be? You know your life. Where would you be had not the Lord come and rescued you? I mentioned earlier the days it's been dark. And the days it's been hard. And we said, I can't go another day. I can't live. I don't want to live. I can't live tomorrow. But that was months ago. That was years ago. Think about it. When our heart is laid open, broken, and nothing, nobody, no words, nobody can come and comfort. There's nothing that can be done except the Lord being on our side. Oh, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side. That's what David says here. If it had not been, oh, we need to go back and ask, what if? What if he had left us to ourselves? What if he had just forgot about us? Oh, when we were struggling with sin, struggling trying to be a Christian when we first got saved, and we come to our first hurdle and it knocked us out. Well, what would we have done if he had said, well, you're on your own? You're on your own. What if he had said, the first mistake we made, I'm done with you, you're on your own. Huh? Like that song Matea used to sing, I'm through patching it up, I'm through fixing it up. Oh, that's what I would say. Oh, but that's not what he says this morning. If it had not been the Lord who was on my side, I'm telling you this morning, we'd be in a world of hurt. We'd be in a world of hurt, would we not? Huh? What if he said, you fix it? You made your mistake, you fixed it. How many here has made a mistake? Anybody? Anybody here? Anybody here that's really crippled themselves? Huh? What if he just said, well, you're on your own? Where would we be? Where would we be if the Lord was not on our side? Oh, it makes a difference this morning. Verse 1 and 2, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, how may Israel say? If it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us. If it had not been the Lord, think about that. When trouble comes, what if it don't, he just lets us go? Huh? He don't lift a hand. Are you hearing me this morning? But if we're on his side, all the difference to make. Look at verse 3. Look at verse 3. It says, now let's continue with the thought there, because that all comes together. If the Lord had not, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, then they had swallowed us up quick. That means that we would have been devoured by our enemy. Just eat and just chewed up. Just devoured. That's rough. Anybody ever been a guinea? Huh? Anybody ever been a guinea in life? Anybody ever had any trouble with anybody? Huh? Nah, we don't have trouble with nobody, do we? We get along with everybody. Huh? I mean, we've had enemies, we've had slanders, we've had gossip, we've had backbiting, we've had the truth told. I mean, it's hurt us every which way, right? Huh? We've had enemies that was against us on the job because we wanted to be a Christian. We've had enemies against us at school because we wanted to be a Christian. We've had enemies in the community because we wanted to do right, be a Christian. Huh? Can I tell you, things is not always easy. But oh, what if the Lord had not been on our side? Then they would have devoured us, it says. It says, then they had swallowed us up quick. Huh? When their wrath was kindled, they'd have swallowed, they'd have eat us. Huh? They'd have devoured us, eating us alive, you know. And they were saying some of the things we fight over that is bitterness and unforgiveness. And that's the things that we've got that would have devoured us. Are you listening to me? Sometimes our enemy ain't just a person. Sometimes our enemy is a, what would you call it? Maybe an emotion. Bitterness is our enemy a lot of times. Unforgiveness is our enemy a lot of times. And it'll devour us and eat us right down to the core. To where there's nothing even in us. Huh? But if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, then we'd have been devoured. But then it goes on and says something else here. Look here in verse 4. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, then the waters had overwhelmed us. Can I tell you that there it is, drowned again. Now, we was going to get devoured, now we're going to get drowned, right? We're going to get drowned, overwhelmed. Hey, is there any circumstance with you this morning that has overwhelmed you? That you're overwhelmed? You can't do nothing. Just overwhelmed your mind. It's overwhelmed all your thoughts, and everything is consumed on this one thing. And it's dark. It's hard. Huh? And it would drown you, overwhelm you, overtake you. When you drown, you know, you're knocked in the head. When you drown, you suffocate inside for the things that you take in. For the water that you take in that pushes your breath out and you drown. And it's a suffocating death. There's things that overwhelm us that come in and suck the very life. Have you not had the very life sucked out of you from the things that goes on? Had it not been for the Lord who was on our side, you'd have been drowned. Huh? Are you hearing me this morning? Then I look again here and it says, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul, not our body. Not our body. It's them inside enemies. Huh? See, it ain't just the Philistines that David and Israel were fighting. It was the things inside of them, why they had to run and the mistakes they had made. See, Israel suffered a lot of defeat because they weren't supposed to have Saul to start with. Anybody remember that in the Bible? Because of their hasty decisions and not minding God, they got Saul as a king. And Saul brought them hurt. And disobeying God, and it affected everybody. Are you following me this morning? So they've had that to contend with when they would bury their men and bury their young men and bury their women and their women be taken away and their children be taken away and captured, or when they've had to go after them. You read through Samuel and Chronicles, you'll read what I'm talking about. Everybody still follow me? And they had bitterness and unforgiveness. They had guilt and grief and things that was overtaking their soul, not their body. That was happening as well, but they had a good commander in David, and they were good fighters. And God was on their side. But there were some things on the inside. Y'all follow me this morning? And what if the Lord had not been on their side? David said, you remember, Israel? If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, then the proud waters, it says in verse 5, had gone over our soul. You know what them proud waters are, don't you? Huh? Them proud waters, you read, and a lot of it's a turbulent water. But I tell you, when you see that word proud and pride, it's that stuff we put up again when things happen instead of us changing. See, when you, let me see if I can diagnose this for a moment. When you sin, if you're saved and you sin, the sooner you sin, the Holy Spirit speaks to you and tells you you're wrong. And if you repent right then, there's still peace there and that love and the fellowship. But if you wait, then pride slips in and it's somebody else's fault. Somebody else gets blamed. Then there's a delay in repentance. And then there's an onset of chastisement. And then there's pride, for we won't repent. And it goes on, and the proud waters overtake our soul. That happens. Every time. When we're tender and we do wrong, it's like a child When a little kid does wrong and they see that you're hurt because they've done wrong, they'll run to you. I've watched them kids, Hannah and Landon, I've watched them go to their mommy and tell on themselves because they done wrong, knowing that they was going to get a whooping. And they went and told on themselves. And when Lindsay was able to go to the bedroom and stand by the bed and wait. And they would cry. But it was the love and that tenderness and that hurt. And that's how it ought to be with us. But when we hold it in and the things come over us and we blame it on this and blame it on circumstance, but still, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, the proud moments would overtake us. Are you listening to me this morning? The Lord is our help. The Lord is the one we got to look to this morning. That brings us down to verse 6. Verse 6 says, blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us a prey to their teeth. See, the first part, the first five verses is the negative part. If the Lord hadn't been on their side, when men rose up against them and they would get swallowed up quick and their wrath was kindled against them and the waters would overwhelm them and the stream would go over their head and the proud waters go over their soul. That's what happens if the Lord's not on your side. Right? But if the Lord's on your side, because it says here, if it had not been the Lord, There's another equation comes in, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ that comes in, and He trumps everything. And it says here, blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us our own way. How about that? He's not given us our way. He gives us His way. Blessed be the Lord who's not given us as a prey to their teeth. He's not given us over to the enemy. The enemy ain't going to conquer us. Look at me this morning. You're not defeated with what you're going through this morning. You're not. You're not. You're going to get through it. You're going to get through it. It's going to be tough. And it may be hard. And there might be some hard days yet ahead. But if the Lord was not on our side, we wouldn't have nothing. But if the Lord is on our side, and the title this morning is When the Lord Is on Our Side, then He ain't going to give us over. He's not giving us as a prey to their teeth. We still okay? How about verse 7? When the Lord's on our side, say it says if the Lord hadn't been on our side up above, but in verse 6, when the Lord's on our side, He's not giving us to the enemy. When the Lord's on our side, it says verse 7, our soul was escaped as a bird out of the snare. My soul has been captured. My soul has been watered down and run. It seemed like an overwhelm, but the Lord makes a difference. Are you listening to me? And our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. I'm not in the prison. I'm free this morning because of the Lord Jesus. Are you hearing me? Those things that come up against us have no hold on us. Look at me this morning. The things that's coming on you in life don't have a hold because we got the Lord. And we're escaped. We've escaped as a bird out of that little cage, it can't come in. The gate's open. The fence is torn down. I'm free this morning because of the Lord. And so are you if you're on His side this morning. Look up, children. Don't look down. The days are hard. The nights are long. They are weary. They are dreary. They are. But that's all right. He's not going to let the enemy overtake you as prey to their teeth. Hey, our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. But what it says, the snare is broken.
Yeah.
Huh? He didn't just slip in and unlock the door, but he broke the stinking cage.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
He broke the cage. You don't have to go back in the cage.
Yeah.
There's things that's overwhelmed you that's been allowed by you and by me.
Yeah.
Huh? But the Lord's on our side. And when we'll let Him, He breaks the cage. We don't have to go back. We don't have to go back. We've got sins that we're still repenting over. That's a waste of time. He's done forgive them. He's done cleansed them. He's done forgot them. And we're still asking Him, oh God, I messed up there. I'm like, yeah, you did, but it's done. Forget it. Get over it. The cage is broke. You're not a prisoner no more. Huh? Think about that. Who in the world would want to keep going back after you let go? Huh? Don't do it. Because the Lord is on your side this morning. We're still okay. It says our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken. That's what it says. And we are escaped. Oh, ain't that most wonderful? And we are escaped. Then it says verse 8. See that we are escaped, that's victory in it. Now verse 8 says, our help is in the name of the Lord. Now which Lord they talking about? The one who made heaven and earth. Ain't nobody, ain't no other king, ain't no other leader. The one who made heaven. We're talking about the great God. We're talking about the one that is all power. We're talking about the one that is not mighty but almighty. Not powerful but all powerful. Not strong but has all strength. Huh? We're talking about the all only wise God. We're talking about the omnipotent God. The omnipresent God. The omniscient God. We're talking about Him. Talking about Him this morning. Him.
Yeah.
But I got Him. Are you saved this morning? Are you saved this morning? Then you've got Him. Look at me this morning. Are you saved?
Yes.
Talk to me this morning. Are you saved this morning?
Yes.
Are you truly saved this morning? Then you've got Him.
Yes.
The great God of glory. Are you saved this morning?
Yes.
Talk to me this morning. Don't sit there dead. Are you saved this morning? Then you've got Him this morning.
Yes.
Tell me, are you saved this morning? Are you saved this morning? Then you've got Him. The great God. Our help comes from Him. It don't come from nobody else. Our help comes from Him who created the heaven and the earth. We're talking about Him this morning. The one who spoke and everything appeared. When He spoke, the world's coming to existence. He made everything. He made me and you. And that's the God that lives inside of my soul. How big is God? It be big enough to create the universe, but small enough to live in my heart. Hear me this morning. That's the one who gives us the help.
Yeah.
Had it not been for the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, I don't have to say what if the Lord hadn't? I can tell you the Lord has. For the Lord is on my side. Think about that. Our help from Him this morning. Look over on the next, on the page, prior page. This is in my Bible, Psalms 121. Verse 1 says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my what? Verse 2, my what? Cometh from the what, Lord? Huh? Which one? The same one we just talked about. Which made heaven and earth. Our help is in the name of the Lord. You're going to need the Lord. You need the Lord this morning. You can't do it. He's on your side. You go ahead and trust Him. He's big enough to trust this morning. He's big enough to trust. How about we flip over to Psalms, let's say 46. We okay this morning?
Yeah.
Psalm 46, verse 1. That's what it's saying. God God. God. Are you listening to me? God is our refuge and strength. A very present help in trouble. I ain't trouble. It ain't help for tomorrow. It's help for today. It ain't help for tonight. It's help for right now. Oh, He's help. And the Lord is our help this morning. And He's on our side. But thank God I'm on His side this morning. And you need to be on His side. Because that's where our victory's at this morning. We can't do it. We can't do it by ourselves. The only thing I've done is made a mess of my life. Bad decisions. I've got a life full of bad decisions. Dumb as a rock. Oh, you'd think I was a complete moron, huh? I'm telling you, just like you. Just no brain at all. Then suffer through the bad decisions. Try to fix it. Try to patch it up. Try to change it. Go over here and dabble in that and dabble in that makeup. Well, why did I just leave it alone? And then it's worse. And then I got that to deal with. Well, why did I just leave that alone? And then we got to deal that with. Is that not how our life is? Huh? But the Lord's our help. The Lord is. I'm going to ask you this morning, are you on His side? If you're on His side, He's on your side. When the Lord's on your side, huh? You got an escape. And He breaks the cage. Huh? And He'll let you sing again. Huh? He'll free our souls, escaped as a bird out of the snare, the fowlers. The snare is broken. And we are escaped. I think of that. I always think of that. What they told about the little boys was standing there in the street, and they had a little homemade cage, and they had some of them field birds in it, you know, like in McDonald birds, and they poking at them with a stick, and a preacher walked by. He said, "Sons, what are y'all doing?" He said, "Nothing." He said, "What you got in that cage?" He said, "These old birds, you old field birds." He said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Oh, we're just poking at them, playing with them." He said, "They ain't no good for nothing." He said, "They don't sing or nothing." The preacher said, "Well, you want to sell them to me?" The preacher, "They ain't no count. They ain't worth nothing." He said, "I sure would like to buy them." "Well, all right, if you want them, we'll sell them to you." So they got a couple of dollars out of him, and he took them down there at the far end of the street. Had an old piece of the homemade cage. The old birds was all shivering and nervous because them boys had been poking them at the stick. Huh? You imagine how they felt. Even that big old cage, with that old big hand in there. Finally got all them birds in his hand. So they took off. He reached and got another, and they just flew around. And such singing, they just chirped and sung and chirped and sung. And the preacher just smiled and said, "That's good." And he got to thinking about the times that he was a prisoner inside, and he was in a cage, and he was just completely imprisoned and everything. But there was someone a lot bigger than what the problems in the cage was. That body, when he paid a price of blood, and he took him down there to an old dead end street where he was living, and reached a big hand in there and had scars in it, and pulled him out, let him go, and the song that so pretty that He puts in our heart, "For He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a solid rock, and established my goings, and it put a new song in my mouth. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord, who's on my side this morning." And I want you to understand that He's there for you. He's there for you. Regardless of what's going on in your life, He's there for you. And you need Him this morning. And He's waiting on you to let Him help you. He supplied everything, got everything lined down. He just said, "Well, if you'll just go ahead and trust me, it'll be a lot better." I'm going to ask you this morning, would you trust Him today? Oh, when the Lord's on our side, It's okay. It's okay. I promise you. It's okay. Cheryl, you go to Penna. Clark, you come. Let's sing a song this morning. I just want to invite you to come. And if you want to do business with the Lord, I just want to give you an opportunity to do it. If you ain't saved this morning, all you ought to get saved. You ought to get saved this morning if you ain't saved. If you are saved and you missed the way a little bit, well, just get on out of the brush and get back on the road. The best advice I could tell you, just get out of the brush and get back over on the road and walk with Him. Walk with Him. Oh, when the Lord's on our side. You came this morning. Are you going to try to handle it? You let Him handle it. You going to try to fix it? You can't fix it. You're the one who made the mess. You can't fix it. Won't you come let Him fix it? Won't you just get on the Lord's side and let Him handle it this morning? That'd be the best thing. Won't you do that? Would you? Would you, Father? I've tried as give as You've given me. Help our people this morning. Help me this morning. God, I'm asking You to draw on us. You might draw us to You. Lord, I look back and see if it hadn't been for You, oh, where would I be this morning? If it had not been for You, I'd have quit a long time ago. I'd have given it all up. But You're worth more than anything. Lord, I pray, oh God, that we might learn to trust You more. Forgive me again, I ask. Help me to walk like You want me to walk. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together.
282.
I don't know how God spoke to your heart this morning. If He spoke to you, you need to come. You come. You come today.
Just as I am.
Come back tonight, 6 o'clock. All right, we'll do it again. Be encouraged. We'll be in the Psalms again tonight, so be ready. All right, looking forward to tonight already. Men, 5:30, we're going to have prayer downstairs at the fellowship hall. All right, not in the prayer room. We'll be down there. Hope all of you come. 5:30 for prayer, men. See you tonight. Come